ghosts.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
They're real.
You do? You have?
They're here.
Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, Andrew. You okay?
I'm all right. Are you?
Oh, yeah. You know me, living the dream.
Hey, Emma, are you going to call?
Oh, it's Ghostbusters week.
It sure is.
My goodness.
Four films. Strap yourself in, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Four films this week. That was a lot of sitting down and a lot of snacks going on.
A lot of Ghostbusters. What a week, though. I have watched all four. I've played all the old video games.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I think I've mentioned before, I've got an emulator with all the classic SNES games, Mega Drive, NES. So and they're all shit.
but you still sat and played them all, though.
Yeah, it's something that it's never been sorted right. That franchise for the Ghostbusters in games,
no,
I don't think.
No. They could do a banger with that, couldn't they?
Yeah. Talk about that a bit later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was watching four films in a week.
Yeah. That was a lot of snacks I've eaten this week.
And a full-time job.
It really is a full-time job, isn't it? I've loved every minute of it. I mean, it's a nostalgia fest, that was. It took me back to being a kid.
Oh, it sure is.
It's great.
So, should we start with the original?
Oh, yeah. You've got, haven't you?
So, this was brought out in 1984.
Can you remember it?
I don't think I can, because I was two.
Ah, okay.
So, I think I was first introduced to the Ghostbusters around 88, around the TV programme. I don't know if you can remember any of that.
The real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, I remember the real Ghostbusters, all right.
Yeah, I think that's where I was first introduced to them.
Yeah.
And the sequel, I remember the sequel a lot more than
I
do the first.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 84.
Yeah, I remember. I'd have been 5 years old, so I can remember it coming out. And I can remember it was actually my grandmother. Normally it was my... auntie that put me in all these films, front of all these films, but it was actually my grandmother, and I actually remember sitting there and watching it and being absolutely fucking terrified.
Yeah,
so I was only five though.
It starts off in a library, doesn't it? And that scene, oh my god!
It's the scariest scene in the film, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're five.
Yeah,
I was traumatized. Traumatized. I thought, oh, there, look, a nice little old lady in the library reading a book. Oh no.
I love how she turns as well to Peter and goes, just, shh.
Well, she was a polite ghost, if anything.
Yeah,
else.
She's still doing
bless
the job.
Bless her heart. Yeah.
Brilliant, but yeah. So let's start off. Are you a fan of Ghostbusters first of all?
Who isn't? I tell you who isn't. My other half. He's an idiot, right?
I'm surprised at that one. I'm surprised that anybody isn't a fan of Ghostbusters.
I sat there last night because obviously I was doing a bit of prep for this podcast, and I turned around to him, what do you think of Ghostbusters? Like, honestly. And he went, oh, shit.
Really?
Really? How can you... I couldn't fathom that.
I must admit, that's the first person I've ever heard say that.
This is my other half, though. I mean, the inner five-year-old was very defensive, and I just turned around and went, well, actually, you're shit. And that's all I can come up with.
Nice comeback, Emma.
Thank you. I put a lot of effort into that comeback, and he just looked at me and laughed.
It's told him, hasn't it?
Yeah, that told you. You're shit.
But yeah, I think the first thing I can remember about this film is the song. I remember it being as a kid and just singing a song to my parents.
But it's still on every Halloween party. You've got to put Ghostbusters on. It's the law.
God, he's made some money out of that song, Ray Parker Jr., hasn't he?
God, he must have done.
If you think it is played every year. It is played at parties. It's played... Oh, God, yeah.
I mean...
He's done well.
But everything about the Ghostbusters, it's iconic. And I think they've got that strong symbol of that ghost behind that stop sign.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be a Ghostbuster? Right, I was thinking about this. When I was a little girl, there was two things in life I aspired to be when I grew up. One was a Goonie. Never happened. Number two was a Ghostbuster.
I remember primary school and having a bag I'm putting it over my two shoulders and just walking around like a finger with ace.
Oh, that's so cute.
Who didn't do that? Yeah, everybody did that.
I'd love to have been a Ghostbuster. I still think there's a chance. I mean, I'm 42, but you know, why not?
Who knows?
We could start a new business, Andrew, and just give this podcast thing up. Let's go Ghostbusting. Well,
I don't know if you've researched into this, like, but there are organisations.
Yeah.
All over the country, there's a Stoke Ghostbusters, there's a Nottingham Ghostbusters, Sheffield Ghostbusters.
I want to apply.
And all they do, they turn up at parties, kids' parties, they turn up at ghost events and...
Oh, that's it. I'm booking them for my 43rd birthday.
Yeah. There's always a car. They've always got a car.
Oh,
great.
How fun. And I love the fact that kids are still into it nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, it's stood the test. I mean, as for the film, it has stood the test of time, hasn't it?
Yeah, because I was kind of intrigued where this whole concept of the Ghostbusters actually came up, but it was Dan Aykroyd's parents, wasn't it?
Yeah, so was his granddad into the paranormal?
Yeah, and he wrote a book about the paranormal, and I think this is where this all developed from, this whole idea of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But amazing.
So originally it was supposed to be Eddie Murphy in the role
of Winston, wasn't he? He was meant to be Winston. And yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was wrote by Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd together.
It was. It was. First of all, it's a perfect film. From start to finish, it's perfect. Every scene, I don't know if you found this, every scene flows.
I can't pick fault with it, to be quite honest.
There's not a scene in the film that you think, oh, I want to put that in.
Yeah, I know we do a lot of reviews of films and sometimes we get these stinkers of films and it's easy because who doesn't like tearing a film apart?
Yeah.
This isn't going to be as easy because it is pretty faultless.
No, it's not. It's perfect.
It really is perfect.
And who's your favourite Ghostbuster?
Oh, God.
And why is it Peter?
Yeah, it's Peter. I really wanted to go off trend and I was like, right, which one's my favourite? And I watched it again and I was like, no, it's still Peter Venkman.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He steals a lot of the scenes.
Every, like, it's his film, basically, isn't it?
I mean, who doesn't love Bill Murray?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to ask my other half what he thinks of Bill Murray because we'll get into an argument, I think.
No, I want you to.
All right, I'll do that.
I don't
I'll
think there's a
tonight.
Single person who doesn't like Bill Murray.
Yeah, you haven't met my other half yet.
Again, we've talked about this in the past, about films. Like, how was it not up for an Oscar?
Oh, it was great.
And his performance alone.
Well, they like these deep, meaningful films, don't they, for Oscars? Set in World War II or something like that. And this is about ghosts, so.
Have you got a scene in it which stands out? You got a favourite scene?
Favourite scene? I mean, thing is, I think if I was a ghost, right, this is going to sound like everyone says about their spirit animal, if I was a spirit ghost, I would be Slimer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going through that buffet like a man on a mission.
He loves it, doesn't he?
I think, and I always remember that scene when I was little, I always remember that first viewing of Slimer and just being like, whoa, that looks so good. And it still looks good now, to be honest.
It does, yeah.
It hasn't aged. Yeah, Slimer, he's my fave.
Yeah, obviously it ends with the iconic scene in New York.
Yes.
And the giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and Zool.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. When I was little, I thought that was the Michelin Man. It wasn't until a few years ago that I realised it's actually an American snack, isn't it? Like a little marshmallow. Yeah.
I think every person in the UK thought that at some point.
I'm pleased it wasn't just me then.
Yeah, definitely. No, but it's perfect. There's not... A little bit I'd take out.
There's not. I mean, the casting's phenomenal.
Perfect, isn't it? Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver. I'm a big Aliens fan.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Aliens film?
Now.
A little bit off trend there, sorry.
Yeah. Slightly overrated.
What? Get on. Yeah. Right, where's the exit button on this?
I know.
Wow.
I've told a couple of people this. I mean, perhaps I need to watch it again. I watched it.
I was thinking of picking it one week, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a horror film, isn't it? That's
to me,
fine.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I watched it in the early 90s. Maybe I was too young. I was into extreme horror back then. You know, like the scariest horror.
Oh, yeah, completely, yeah.
But Aliens, yeah.
Love
them. I'd like to watch that again.
Well, I love Sigourney Weaver. She was an alien. She was actually quite big then when they started casting for it and they didn't think they'd get her. But apparently, did you know this? in her audition, she wanted to do something a little bit different. She didn't want to be conventional. She got up on the table and pretended to be the big hell dog and started growling and snarling at the production team. And she got the role.
And it was in the film as well.
And it was in the film. She did really well.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And she rocked that dress.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, it's a great
that
scene.
Iconic dress. Amazing.
I mean, I've wrote it on here. There's not a single character who doesn't play a role. You talked about Sigourney Weaver. Love the receptionist. Love Janine.
Oh, Janine. Hello, Ghostbusters. What do you want? That was the worst impression ever.
Do you know what? That's the best impression you've done, and you've done some shockers.
I have done some shockers, haven't I? I won't go back to Jack Nicholson. That was a
My favourite you did is Hannibal Lecter.
Did I do him?
Yeah, you did. Oh. It's just, yeah. Yeah,
there's awesome. Probably a reason I've suppressed that memory.
What's funny?
Amazing. But can we talk about Rick Moranis?
Yeah. I love Rick Moranis. I mean, we'll jump forward 35, nearly 40 years now. It was a bit disappointing he was not in Afterlife.
That's actually my news article this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little bit good about that. I did a bit of reading and I'll go into it later for my news about why he wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We'll talk about that later. But there's a scene at the end. I don't know if you watched all of the. Did you watch all of the film after the credits?
I didn't. No, I kind of like.
You missed the best scene.
I did some reading, right? So I don't want to go too far ahead. But Sigourney Weaver, right?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver was in missed one, it. and then they end up in New York in the firehouse.
I missed it, mate.
Oh, it's the best. Right, okay. But anyway, there's a scene. I know we're talking about Afterlife now, but it's just our podcast. It's what we do.
Yeah, we do what we want.
So there's a scene at the end in the firehouse, and the car comes in.
Okay.
And it just looks, and the person stays in the car, and it looks like Rick Moranis. But they cut away. I was convinced it was him.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to rewatch it again now.
Yeah, oh, it's the best scene. Again, a little tear fell down. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
We will. But back to Ghostbusters, mate.
Back to Ghostbusters.
I mean, I was just kind of like interested to see how well it did its time, because obviously it was released in 1984. It was only the second top grossing film of that year. Do you know who it was beaten by?
84. Right, okay. Let me think.
Go on, have a think.
Is it an action film?
Yeah.
Die Hard, or was that a bit later on?
No, it's Beverly Hills Cop took the number one spot that year, followed by Ghostbusters. Quite surprised by this. In fourth place that year, Gremlins.
Right, okay, yeah. But it was more of a horror film, Gremlins, wasn't it? Where Ghostbusters, all the kids could watch it.
Yeah, I always remember, actually, Gremlins. My mum let me watch it, and I invited my friend round to watch it with me, and her parent wouldn't let us watch it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, your mum sucks.
It is quite scary, but again, we're on to Gremlins now. the scene where the Gremlins are in the house and they're playing in the kitchen with the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing plates. Yeah, shit myself when I was little.
I can see that now. But I still thought my friend's mum just sucked for not letting her watch it. I remember being so angry.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Emma, this is a Ghostbusters podcast. Stop it.
I'm sorry. Let's not talk about Gremlins anymore. Let's go back to Ghostbusters. Hey, let's talk about, who haven't we? Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of always remembered, like, he's kind of the Ghostbuster that wasn't really a Ghostbuster at the time, was
he? Yeah, he's not on the original poster. There's only the three on the poster.
Yeah, it made me sad.
He comes in mid. But I've got a newfound respect for it. Oh, I can't believe you didn't watch the final scene in Afterlife.
I know, I suck. Sorry. I'm going to watch it again.
I think I said to my friend, because he's a big part of the final scene, Winston. Yeah. And I think I said to my friend next to me, I said it quite like, I said, you fucking legend. Because basically,
him.
He's a rich man.
Okay.
He owns a lot of real estate in New York. And he's bought the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Amazing.
And he's setting it all up again. And it ends like that. You think, oh, you legend.
Oh, I'm so kind of gutted. I missed that now.
Yeah, but yeah.
I must have been high on tacos or something.
I think at the time he was my least favourite.
Yeah, but I think that's because they kind of like chucked him in halfway through in the first one, didn't they?
But yeah, he's up there now.
And he wasn't a doctor. He was just the ordinary guy that didn't really know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Kind of how we all feel when we start a new job. Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm just going to wing it. Yeah. He was one of those.
I think they did the same in the 2016 one, didn't they?
They did, girls. Yes. Yeah. Your favourite, isn't it?
God. I'm not angry. I'm brief. Right, okay. Ghostbusters 84. I've always said this. Like, I think we spoke about it a little bit last week. I've always said my favourite films, like The Shawshank Redemption, love Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
In terms of horror, I love Nightmare on Elm Street. I think this is my favourite film of all time.
Is it? That's quite a strong statement, isn't it?
Yeah. I really thought about it because I've walked in my room before, where I've got all my stuff, my time, all moving my merchandise.
Yeah, which I'm very jealous of.
I didn't see a lot of Shawshank Redemption. Didn't see a lot of Pulp Fiction. The bloody Ghostbusters everywhere.
But it's universal, isn't it? You can watch it when it's a kind of a pick-me-up film as well. It was when I was little. I always remember if I was poorly off work, off school, my mum would put Ghostbusters on for me. Yeah. Or The Goonies, probably why I wanted to be a Goonie or a Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But I've got favourite, I suppose I've got favourite horror films, I've got favourite action, but all-time favourite. Yeah, I can understand the Ghostbusters completely.
It's perfect. It's really perfect. You can say that as a film. It's funny. Love the scripts. Love the actors. The performances are brilliant. Egon.
It's hilarious.
Egon's brilliant. Love Janine. Yeah.
So if you were a Ghostbuster, which one did you want to be when you were little?
It was always Peter. I know everyone always says that, but yeah, because he was funny.
He was. Although a bit creepy with the ladies, I thought. But
he was a bit of a ladies' man, was it?
A bit of a projection of our time we live in today rather than back then, yeah.
Are you a fan of the opening scene where he's doing a psychic test with a card?
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, obviously he favours the ladies, doesn't he?
Yeah. So we're jumping forward to Afterlife. It's that scene that they do again at the end of Afterlife.
Yes.
Or it's him Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
that was actually funny. And they even had the dress.
Yeah.
I mean, that dress is pretty iconic. Only Sigourney Weaver could rock it, though. She didn't rock it as much. It did. I was like, yeah, that's not your colour.
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, I loved it. I can't fault it. I mean, you know, I could sit here all day and try and pick fault with it, but I can't. It's just so good. And I think you could sit a kid down in front of it now and they'd love it as much as we did back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's aged.
It's not aged. How are you scoring it out of 10?
I think it's so, so hard. I kind of want you to go first because this is actually stressing me out.
10?
Yeah, really?
I'm not even thinking about it.
10.
But the thing is, now, is it a horror film? And do you think it should go into our list?
Yeah, this is what I've been thinking about this week. Right. It kind of is, but it's more family, supernatural comedy, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right, I wouldn't label it a horror. You wouldn't find it in the horror section. Like, you know when you used to go into Blockbusters and they had sections?
Yeah.
Would it be in the horror section?
It's not, is it?
No, it would be in the kind of comedy family section, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So I think it would be, I don't know, I think it wouldn't do justice for the films in the horror section.
We can't have a top five horror films where we go like The Exorcist, Halloween, Shine,
Ghostbusters.
And Ghostbusters. It just doesn't fit, does it?
Yeah, I just don't think it'd be fair on that because this is a universal film. I could watch this when I'm in any mood, but a horror film, I think you've got to be in a certain mentality, certain mindset to watch it. So yeah,
definitely.
Ghostbusters straight away has the edge on those for that reason. And that's kind of not fair, is it?
No. I think potentially, if we did include it, it'd be number one, wouldn't it?
I think it would be number one. So before I score, are we going to include it in the top 10?
No, I don't think so.
Right, in which case, fuck it, 10.
Perfect.
We can have our own Ghostbusters table.
Yeah.
And then if they do more films,
I wonder what's
going to
be number one.
Oh, I can't guess. But if we do more films in the future, we can just add them into our special Ghostbusters table. 10 out of 10. I mean, like I say, it's faultless. So I can't deduct points if it's faultless, can I?
No. If we were included, I mean, I've said this. and you're going to hate me for this.
Oh, go on.
I worked out a way. If you scored the 2016 one 10 out of 10, I worked out a way of making it still the bottom film.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. So I've scored that incredibly low.
Oh, but well, that's going to be an interesting chat. I can't wait. Oh, I have God, got my is... Red Bull with me. I am prepared.
Oh, God.
Bring it on.
Right. Right. We'll move on to Ghostbusters 2.
At the stroke of midnight, on New Year's Eve of the last decade of the 20th century, America's largest city is about to pay for the nastiness of its inhabitants. When that day comes, when the slime starts to rise,
the Titanic just arrived.
When ghosts start arriving by the boatload,
we gotta find the guys.
There's only one thing to do.
Sometimes weird things happen. Someone has to deal with it. And who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters 2.
Now, this was a lot. Ghostbusters was out in 84. They waited a long, 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 long time.
Yes.
Ghostbusters 2. I think it was 91. Is that right?
Yeah.
But that's a huge gap between films, isn't it?
Which it
I think
is
the
sequel,
first
isn't
mistake
it?
They did.
Well, especially because, it was the second top grossing film of that year. So it was a massive success. Why wait so long?
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite incredible.
Apparently, I was just reading this morning, actually. The cast were just in all kinds of films. And they were, if you think of all them actors, they were in everything.
Oh, Bill Murray was in everything, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So I just think it was... they couldn't get Bill Murray,
Rick Moranis was singing to flowers. There was a lot going on.
There was. There was a Blues Brother there as well.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a fan number two?
Do you know what? I am, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Who doesn't like pink slime?
See, I think I remember two more as a kid than I do. It starts opening off with a pram going down the street.
And I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, she runs into some slime and then the pram shoots off. I remember that as a kid and just being terrified.
Yeah, I don't think it's had that same impact as that first scene in the first one.
No.
It isn't the scary witch lady in the library, is it?
Which I think is a pattern throughout the film.
Yeah.
This film gets really, really criticised.
Yeah, but I love it.
Really criticised. It's not a stronger script. And the ending with the Statue of Liberty is a bit dodgy.
Yeah, yeah. But
I still love it.
It's
a Ghostbusters film.
It is, and you've got the same cast there, and they hold the film up in its own right, really, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the scene where they're all out in the streets after they find this slime.
Yeah,
they're putting a hole in hole in New York streets, aren't they?
I remember one of my favourite scenes.
Peter's talking to the cops going,
what are you doing,
you know, in the New York accent. Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant. I remember that scene where they're lowering them down. I think that was my favourite scene when I was younger. So, like, when I think back onto it, that is the scene that I remember lowering them down into the...
Lowering them down.
The ground.
And the slime starts to move up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and tries
it was
to
kind
grab...
of terrifying.
Yeah, it tries to grab Ray, doesn't it?
But talking of terrifying, that bloody painting scared the crap out of me when I was younger.
Viggo. Yeah.
Great character, though. Yeah.
In Afterlife, I was kind of hoping that painting would be inside Egon's house.
Oh, wouldn't that have been great?
They missed a trick there, I think.
I was
looking out for it. I saw the toaster, though. I don't know if you saw that in Afterlife.
What? Did I miss that as well? Oh, my God, was I asleep?
Yeah, the toaster was in Egon's house. Obviously, in Ghostbusters 2,
oh,
it starts to move, doesn't it, in dance.
I forget
the song it likes in Ghostbusters 2, but it dances to a...
I can't remember. It's gone out of my head.
But yeah, scene in this is when Dana has a little boy and she's putting him in the bathtub.
Oh God, yeah, that poor
and the bathtub
baby.
Comes alive.
Yeah,
with the worst CGI ever, but hey, we'll let it go.
I know this sounds awful, but I always remember watching that and thinking that's one strange looking kid.
Yeah,
sorry, that's awful, isn't it? I'm sure he was
poor
lovely.
Lad.
Poor lad. I wonder what he's doing now.
Well, again, yeah. I wonder if they'll bring him into the story. There's bound to be a sequel to Afterlife, isn't there?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Me too. But yeah, not as strong.
No, not as strong, but it has elements of brilliance.
A lot of iconic scenes. I love the start where obviously they're out of work now, the Ghostbusters, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they turn up at a children's party.
Yeah.
And they're dancing and all the kids are asking for E-Man.
Oh, love He-Man. That. I remember He-Man. He was great. Yeah. Who wants to be He-Man when you could be a Ghostbuster?
Yeah. I rewatched it recently.
He-Man?
I had all the toys. I got it shit.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
I loved it when I was little. Remember She-Ra? I wanted to be her as well.
She-Ra, E-Man,
I had such dreams when I was little. Look at me now. I'm a pub manager.
There's no films about pub managers.
No, there really isn't.
It's iconic still.
How can you live up to a 10 out of 10 film like that?
You can't.
You can't.
And obviously, I mean, it did well at the box office.
I know there are films out there that are better than the first one. I prefer Aliens to Alien, but, you know, it's subjective again. Yeah. But very rare.
Yeah, yeah. Ernie Hudson apparently loved the films. So did Aykroyd. Harold Ramis thought it was quite good. Not Bill Murray.
Did he not like it?
Oh, no. He hated it.
Bill.
And that's why there's a huge, huge, huge gap till Afterlife.
Till he came back.
Apparently he turned down many a sequel. They'd post scripts to him and he'd shred them and then send it back.
Really?
Yeah, which is typical Bill Murray.
Bless him. Well, I was actually reading about him and the whole how he got into the first one. He was approached by Dan Aykroyd and said, will you do this Ghostbusters film? He went, yeah, okay. Didn't read the contract or own. Just tipped up on day one of filming and he was like, right, I'm here. What do you want me to do?
Well, but he still does that now. He famously does that. So he hasn't got a mobile phone.
Probably shouldn't have done it for Garfield, but I'll forgive him that one.
But the Garfield story is, it's wrote by a really, really famous director, and this director has the same surname, and he thought it was him.
Oh, really? So
that's why he should have an agent, Bill.
Yeah, probably should have done for that one, but we still love him.
But yet he turns up at the last minute. You can't get in touch with his agent. You don't know if he's going to turn up.
Brilliant.
Loads and loads of Bill Murray stories.
Is there? I need to do some reading. You I think do. He's epic. He's so good.
He's a bit
good.
Of a legend.
Absolutely love him.
I love the story where he jumped in a taxi once and he just told the taxi driver to just take him around New York and was apparently in the car for about 7 hours just listening to music.
Who bought him a flute? 7 hour taxi ride? Well, I think
the taxi driver said he played the flute. So they just had a conversation. So he stopped at a shop and bought him a flute and made him do a little concert.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
To have the money to waste on a 7 hour taxi ride.
Yeah. I think he has a plane as well, doesn't he?
I'm not surprised. He's been in some bangers, hasn't he?
He has. So, how are we scoring Ghostbusters 2?
I am going to go for an 8. Rounded eight. You know what? I love it. It's not, I think it's so overshadowed by the first one. And it always will be the number two, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
In more ways than one. So, I'm going to go with an 8, though. I think that's fair for me.
I'm going to stick with you there as well. I think 8's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. We're on track. We've got exactly the same scores.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
these films.
Yeah. Should we agree on 2016 in a minute?
Can't wait.
But yeah, just iconic still. It's not a lot of fans enjoy this film, but I love it. Love it.
I love it. I always do. Look, you know, it to me. Yeah. Do you consider Ghostbusters a Christmas film? I know that's a really weird question.
No, I don't think so.
Do you not? No. I had this debate with somebody the other day and I was like, I'm not really sure.
There's no Christmas scenes in it, is there?
I swear, I think of the first one as a Christmas film because of all that bloody foam. And I thought it was snow when I was little. I actually think I thought it was snow.
Fair enough.
So in my head, I still think of it as a Christmas film. It's not. Apparently, it was shaving foam.
It was, yeah. Mm. Yeah. It looked fun, didn't it? I loved
it did look fun.
How all the Ghostbusters were filled with it, apart from Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Who had, but he plays on that because there's a little bit on his shoulder and he blows it off where all the others are just covered in it.
Oh, he's a legend. He's a legend.
It's our news next, but first I want to talk about, did you enjoy the cartoon?
Yes.
In the 80s. So 84 was Ghostbusters, then there was a huge gap in 91. But in between that was the real Ghostbusters.
So it's kind of weird because it wasn't something that I'd like, I wasn't mad on it or anything like that. I wouldn't like put it on specifically. If it was on, I would watch it as a kid and I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
But there was other stuff that I preferred, I think, in the 80s.
Right, okay.
So I wasn't like crazy on it. Were you crazy?
Yeah.
I thought you might be.
I had the car, I had X01, I had the firehouse, I had all the toys, I had all the ghosts. Yeah, I had everything.
But saying that, my mum still bought me one of the annuals for Christmas. Because you always get an annual at Christmas when you're little, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, it's the law. And I had this real Ghostbusters annual and I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that every year.
What I think I messaged you about it the other day, and it was when the first Ghostbusters was released. Can you remember in the 80s, you used to have a nice little compact cassette player that used to have a handle and you could carry it around?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old cassettes. Yeah. And I had the book and cassette combo for that. And I remember actually being scared of that as well.
Yeah.
But I found it on eBay and I really wanted to buy it just for a bit of nostalgia. Yeah,
I don't know if I can't remember if I had that. But I had a lot of stuff like that, yeah.
I think that's literally all I had as a kid. We were poor.
I think I had the CD as well. Not the CD, the tape.
The cassette, yeah.
Yeah, I had the soundtrack.
Oh, I love cassettes.
Where you just ignore all 10 tracks and just play the Ghostbusters theme.
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah.
Rewind.
But yeah, I had all the real Ghostbusters toys. Love the cartoon.
Yep.
I watched a couple of episodes this week. It's a long, long time since I've seen this.
And how does it fare nowadays?
It's good.
Is it still good?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Quite scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the ghosts are terrifying. I wouldn't sit in front of I wouldn't put it on for like a 3-year-old, 4-year-old.
No, I can just picture your missus walking in and you're sat there watching cartoons. Yeah,
watching real Ghostbusters.
Having a great time.
Yeah. With all these toys surrounding me.
Yeah. It's research.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely researched.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, don't judge me.
Did you have any of the commuter games?
I didn't have one, you know. Which is surprising because I had a Commodore 64 and all sorts going on, but I never had the computer game.
Yeah.
There must have been something on the Commodore 64 for it.
I think there was. I played a couple of them this week. Yeah, the only one that stood out was the SNES one.
Yes.
The SNES one was quite good.
I didn't have anything.
They brought out one about 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
On the, was it the PlayStation 2 or the Xbox?
Yeah.
And it had all the original cast in it.
Ah, yeah, except for Rick Moranis.
Except for Rick Moranis.
He didn't donate his voice to that one. I was reading about that game this morning, actually.
But it was good.
Is it good?
I think out of all of them, that is the best one. But there's much they could do with a Ghostbusters game.
Oh, I'd love it. Dead by Daylight, you could put them in there. You could have the killer, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Running around after a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, there's tons you're on a winner. Do.
So much you can do.
Even like a Slimer game, you could play Slimer.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
My spirit ghost.
Have you got any merch?
You know what? I'm quite ashamed because I haven't. But I've probably spent the last 3 days going over eBay and Amazon and everything else, compiling like a little brain wish list of what I want because there's so much out there.
Tons. There's always new stuff.
I don't even have a poster.
Right. Oh, you need to sort that out.
I know. I need to sort my shit out, really. I'm quite embarrassed.
You definitely do.
But the one thing I would love, if I could have anything, I would love a big poster signed by the cast.
Yeah, I think that's impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit, unless, like, you know,
it's getting them all. Lottery. They don't really do a lot of cons apart from Ernie Hudson. I think Ernie Hudson,
there's a lot
again.
Of signed stuff by him, so I think he does a lot of conventions and stuff. Yeah. I'd love to meet him and get something signed.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Hopefully one day.
So go on, what have you got? Because I think you've got tons of stuff.
I have, but only in the last couple of years. So I had all the original toys growing up, all the real Ghostbusters toys. I've bought them again.
What happened to the original toys? Is it the same old, like, God knows where they've gone?
Your mum bloody sells them or gives them to your cousin, doesn't she?
Don't, honestly, because I had My Little Pony when I was little and I had some really rare ones. They're gone. I think they were car booted or chucked in the bin.
Joe, I rang her up at the start of this. When we first started in this podcast, I said, I've got all my old videos.
I
bet I've got some crackers up there. She went, yeah, they went to a car boot about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did the same. I messaged my mum. I went, have you got any old VHS tapes up in the attic? She went, why do you want those for? I was like, money, mother, money. And she said, no, I got rid of them years and years ago.
I had the original Halloween on VHS. Because I think my granddad had it, but it was the original, you know.
Yes,
about 700 quid on eBay now. If you look that up,
it's heartbreaking, isn't it? The original Nightmare on Elm Street as well,
and is that like the blue cover where she's peering over the covers?
Yes, it's gone, forever. It's in a landfill somewhere, rotten away,
yeah,
breaks my heart.
But yeah, I had all the original figures. I've bought them all since. I've bought all the movie ones from Hasbro. Hasbro brought up some crackers.
That's some great
from
ones,
the original film and Afterlife, and none from the 2016 one. But there you go.
Yeah, I really want a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man as well.
I've got a real Ghostbusters Stay Puft. That's pretty cool.
Have you? That's cool.
I've got a few.
I want the car as well. Oh God, so much I want.
I've got a trap, which is an incense burner. This is cool, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So you put in the candle and you light it.
Yeah.
You close the trap and it just smokes.
That's brilliant.
It feels like you. So it looks like you've caught a ghost.
I actually want one of those in my front room.
Yeah, they're cool and they smell great.
I want one.
And I want a proton pack. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But I've got a gun.
You have got the gun?
Yeah. So I've got quite a bit.
You don't need all that, Andrew. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've got friends out there that don't need
I'm a bit concerned it's turning into a bit of a Ghostbusters room, though, now.
Yeah. That's
I don't want that to happen.
Well, I can kind of get that because I'm kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street. So everything is starting to turn into a bit of a Nightmare on Elm Street collection rather than a general.
I've never done that, unfortunately. I shouldn't buy that. I need to buy something from another film.
Yeah, when, all
really,
the time.
You don't want it. You want that.
I bought, what was that? I bought once. It was the Saw mask of Billy, and I bought that and got it home and went, I don't even like it. I don't know why I bought it.
No, I know. Yeah. I started off a movie room, and I'm more bothered about people turning up to the house and going, oh, I love that movie. When really, I just want stuff from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, do it.
And Halloween.
Just have a horror room and then clear out, I don't know, another room and just have a Ghostbusters room. Done.
Yeah. But then you buy too much horror merch and then you get people coming to your house and thinking that you're a weirdo. There's so many things to look
at. I love it. I love seeing people's reaction when they walk in and they look and they see Chucky and Tiffany sat there and they look at me. I go, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And they all go, I don't know how you can like that stuff.
Oh, yeah. How can you sleep like with this? And I'm like, it's fine.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I've heard that one. How can you sleep with that in your house? It's fucking plastic.
I've got like a massive cardboard cutout of Pennywise the Clown, which is like goes around my display. And people look at it and go, that's horrifying. I'm like, it's cardboard. Yeah. How can you be scared? It's cardboard.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's funny that line, isn't it? I've had that line a lot. How can you sleep with that in your house?
How can you sleep? Yeah. Like a baby is my answer. Yeah, like a baby.
I don't think Chucky's coming for me.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come alive. Yeah. He's plastic. It's fine.
But in the first few days that I bought it, I did hide it around the house a little bit to scare my wife.
Oh, you've got to. It's got to be.
Yeah.
To be fair, my other half fucking hates my Chucky doll. Hates it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I do tell him, you know, one morning, you may wake up and he may be in bed with you.
I think out of all the horror characters, that's the one people are scared of. Because everyone had a doll, didn't they?
Yeah, but I think this is it. I mean, in the film, he is a doll that comes to life. So people kind of like, they've seen it happen in a film and then they go, look at your doll and go, well, it could.
Yeah, it's a proper replica, isn't it?
It's a toy
of Jason or Freddy you're not going to be concerned about. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Ghostbusters podcast, Emma.
For Ghostbusters. There we go. Right. Back in the zone.
We're back in.
Back in the
news.
Zone.
Have you got any news this week?
I do have some news. I think we touched on it briefly a moment ago, and that is the news that Rick Moranis wasn't in Afterlife.
He wasn't.
He wasn't, which is kind of sad, because I kind of love him. So he played the character of Louis Tully, and he's also, like, I mean, I love Rick Moranis. I love Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You know,
Honey,
he's
I
kind
Shrunk
of
the Kids is legendary.
It's so good, isn't it? You know, he's iconic for our age, I think, as well, in that kind of era. And he wasn't in it. And the reason was, and I'm going to quote here, and I want to see what you think of it. He said that it makes no sense to me. Why would I do just one day's filming on something I did 30 years ago? End yeah. quote. I can tell you why, Rick.
Yeah. The fans.
Do it for the fans. I was kind of a bit like,
probably made you a lot of money as well.
Exactly. You know, these people have been loyal fans. I mean, there's some diehard Ghostbusters fans out there that have followed this film for since their childhood. And you can't spare one day for filming.
In fairness, I'll bring the podcast down. I'll stick up for him a bit. He did lose his wife.
A long
time ago, and he retired from acting.
He did, yeah.
But he's back. He's making a comeback. He's going to be starring in a TV series on the I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Did not know that?
Yeah, yeah. So he's making a big comeback. That's his first role in about 20 years.
Oh, Christ, I'm all over that. I'm watching that.
The fact that he's come back, there is hope for future sequels, maybe.
I hope so. I mean, come on, one day it won't, you know. Do it for the fans.
Yeah,
all I've got to say.
I do love Rick, though.
I do love him.
Little Shop of Horrors is just amazing.
Oh, it's one of my faves. I know every song in that film.
Yeah, but even in this, it's just an iconic role, isn't it? I love him.
He's so goofy. Ghostbusters. Apparently, he even provided his own wardrobe. They were his clothes he was dressed in throughout the whole film.
Brilliant.
What a cracker.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, so that's kind of my news. I thought I was a bit like, yeah.
So I mentioned earlier that I want a proton pack. Now, they're quite hard to get. They're thousands of pounds, you know, if you wanted someone to make it for you. But Hasbro have just announced they are releasing one for about £300, and it's a proper full-scale replica.
Whoa, I'm buying it.
I know, I just want that hanging up on the door.
Hang on, then.
On the way out, do you know what I mean? As you're walking out the door. Going, yeah, just grab your proton pack.
Just grab it and run out. I'd have a great time. But I'm sure you could make one. Cornflake boxes. Stick with me on this one. Cornflake boxes, you know, you could glue, a little bit of PVA glue.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
no?
But that'll look the same.
Yeah, it will. It'll be fine. Just a bit of spray paint. Done.
I'm sure we've all made one, though, haven't we?
I think there was a little bit of a phase for kids making them out of cornflake boxes when I was little. I'm sure that's where I've got it from. And kind of just sticking some like plastic tubes and that round it. And yeah, give it a spray paint. Job done. Probably last about a minute if it got wet.
Yeah. So I think if I started making one of them now on the kitchen table, and my wife walks in from work after watching The Real Ghostbusters last week.
Oh, divorce.
Yeah, I think it's happening.
I think we need to have a chat, Andrew.
I want to go and bust some ghosts.
I'm going to bust ghosts. They exist. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. When's that coming out then?
Well, they started a campaign to see if there's any interest in it. I think they had to raise a certain amount of cash. And it's been raised twice as much now, and they're still going.
It is happening. I'm so excited. And then you've got to get everything else. You've got to get the little jumpsuit. We could have our names embroidered in them.
Oh, it'd be so cool.
Oh, we'd be so cool. All the cool kids would be jealous of us, Andrew.
Oh, we could get beat up on a regular basis.
That's it. Love of Horror. Next year, me and you are going as Ghostbusters.
Yes, let's do it.
Should we do it?
Let's do it. So there you go.
Yeah.
So I need to start saving, I think.
Yeah, I think I do too. For that and everything else on my wish list.
Brilliant. Right. Hall of Fame time.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
So last week we watched The Exorcist 3, and we had an Exorcist 3 Hall of Fame.
Yes, we did.
We had Brad Dourif's Gemini Killer.
Yeah.
And yours was Pazuzu, is that right?
Yes, the demon.
Wow. Have you seen the scores?
No, I've got into like I won't look now.
Okay. Also, this is exciting.
I know, right?
So yours, Pazuzu got 10%.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And quite a lot of voted this week. And Brad Dourif's Gemini Killer got 90%.
Oh, I was doing so well and I've just come crashing back down to earth.
You can't really argue with that, can you?
No, to be honest, no, I can't. It was quite a cracker.
It really was.
I'm just a little bit bitter that I've lost again.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie to you. I have not made a decision for next week's Hall of Fame. So I'm going to have a little think now.
You have a think. Do you want me to tell you mine first?
Yeah.
Yeah,
go for it.
Or would you want to have a little think?
I've got it.
You've got it. Go on.
I'm going to nominate the toys from the real Ghostbusters.
Okay, that's cool.
The car, the firehouse, the Ghostbusters, the step-up marshmallow and the Slimer.
Oh. I don't know. Well, like, that's cool. That's kind of cool. Oh, basically, all the stuff we want.
Yeah.
And if there's any toy companies out there that wish to donate them, yeah, we're fine with that, aren't we? Yeah,
We'll review it, I'm sure.
I'll play with them.
First go. Yeah.
I don't care.
So what are you going for this week, Emma?
Staying on the Ghostbusters track, I'm going with the new film. I'm literally going with it because I want one so badly. I want a baby Stay Soft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, yeah.
I want one. I want to carry him around in my pocket. And then when people piss me off, I'm just going to get him out and he'll bite them.
We'll talk about them a lot more, but oh, my God, that was so funny.
I don't know. I say I want one. I'd probably want about 3 or 4.
You'd have to have.
I could have a little carry case.
Apparently, Jason Reitman, the writer director, he based that on Gremlins.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah. But they're so cute, Andrew.
They're great, aren't they?
I could keep them in a tank in my front room, feed them, like, I presume they just eat sweets.
I love that bit where they're playing with a barbecue.
And brilliant, isn't it? They're roasting themselves. Well, that's it. If I get peckish, I can eat one. It's fine. Good. I'll have a little herd of them and take them out. And when people upset me, they'll nibble away at them. And yeah, done.
There are toys, you know, already.
What, of the little baby ones?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Really?
There's one in there, like a hot chocolate. There's one. Yeah, there's loads. Really good.
Oh, no, I'm Googling when I finish this podcast.
That's it.
Done.
Okay. Should we move on to 2016?
Yay!
Right, 2016.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever it is, no one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls. I think you can handle it.
Oh, good. Thanks.
We have...
Yes, 2016. They were back. The girls are back in town.
So...
The Lady Ghostbusters.
It was announced, this film, and first of all, they said who the cast was. Not got a problem with a female Ghostbusters film at all.
Yep.
I'm so excited because they're coming back, the Ghostbusters. I heard rumours that the original three are going to be in it.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Oh my God, it was like a child.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a Ghostbusters film with Bill Murray in it? Oh my God. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And?
I went to the cinema opening day.
Oh, you saw it at the cinema?
Yeah, I went to the cinema the opening day. Yeah. Paid money.
Oh, good.
So I wrote notes for all these films. Can I say I've wrote more notes for this one than I have?
Is that because you love it so much?
It must be because I love it. It must be
positivity to say about it.
Fucking awful. Oh, my God. It starts off, the opening scene in the little house where there's a ghost in the basement, isn't there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Really, really good. It had the music, it had the riff. Thinking, yes, this is going to be good. It's a Ghostbusters film. It's a bit like the library scene.
Yeah.
Set it up, there's a ghost. And then the females are introduced.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're just all annoying. All four of them are annoying. I hate violence, especially...
You there? Oh no. Hello?
Hello, sorry.
Oh no, that's fine. You're back. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, it's just someone trying to ring me. I hate violence, especially violence towards women. Awful.
Of course.
Yeah, I just wanted to hurt them.
Right, but when we decided to do a Ghostbusters podcast, you were like, yeah, we're going to do the first one, we're going to do the second one, we're going to do the new one.
Yeah.
We can even do the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was me who said,
let's do the Lady Ghostbusters film. You stick by it. And I pushed you to do it. I'm going to be honest. I pushed you to do it because I knew it was going to fucking piss you off and I found it really, really funny.
It's not a Ghostbusters film.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sorry. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious.
Why? How?
Why? Why not? Why not? Oh, it's a funny film. It's innocent.
I don't want our podcast to end this week.
Everyone's clicking unsubscribe. No, like, honestly, okay.
Can I say it's universally hated?
Yeah, I know it's universally hated, but so are lots of other films. So I don't give a shit. I love it.
Okay.
I just think it's funny. It's fresh. It's different. I think too many people got on the bandwagon because
it's different.
Female. Yeah, it's different in a positive way. It's lighthearted. I love the casting. I found it funny. The effects were great. The storyline was humorous. Chris Hemsworth was funny. Oh. I just enjoyed it. I'm not going to say it rewrites history. It's going to get forgotten about in a few years. But on a Sunday afternoon, you've got nothing better to do. Watch Ghostbusters, the female version. It's funny.
Yeah. I did that yesterday.
I love it. Yeah. I knew you'd hate it, but that's even funnier.
Watched it again for the first time yesterday in a long, long time. God, yeah, just wanted to hurt myself.
Mine. I'm going to say something without giving away too much about Ghostbusters Afterlife. But
yeah.
This has been redone. Now you've got Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yes, Ghostbusters Afterlife is how it should be done.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of get on board with the whole fact that it didn't really work, but in my head, it's a separate entity. It's just a little bit of fun, and I did enjoy it. I'm sorry.
I think this is what annoyed me. The universe of Ghostbusters. So in their universe, Ghostbusters are not around and they don't exist.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
it's a Ghostbusters film.
But it's different. I'm really, really failing this argument.
And then
terribly,
they had the nerve of bringing back the free cast and Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Janine, and then casting her in different roles.
Yeah, but
if you've got it's, you know how hard it is to get all them characters, all them actors in the same room together. They've been trying for Ghostbusters 3 for years.
Yeah, but it's irony, isn't them, it?
And you get bloody.
It's a bit of irony. It's just a bit light-hearted humour. Look, we've got the Ghostbusters, but they're not Ghostbusters.
Oh God!
It didn't upset me. I really enjoyed it. I've seen it about 5 times, Andrew.
The car's shite. The music's shite. The proton packs look crap.
Oh, I didn't like how they had the pink on their suits, and even the race on the proton packs were like a bit pinker. I was like, right, okay, you're doing the whole female thing a bit too far.
Right, so the female thing, right. At the time, after this was brought out,
yeah,
everyone reviewed it. And it was shite. The world was accused of being sexist.
Oh,
well, you like the male one. What? So you almost be sexist. Shut up.
Yeah.
And the funniest character in this was a man.
No, I don't think so.
It was Chris Hemsworth, and he was annoying, but he was the funniest character.
He was funny, but I did think, you know, you can't. I mean, Melissa McCarthy, she's hilarious anyway. You really, really hate it, don't you?
And that blonde, the kooky ghost with that pulse.
Oh, she's my favourite. No, Jesus, you're wrong. Christ. She's funny. She's so funny. And quirky. I want to be her.
Oh, dear. You be her.
Oh, dear.
Your friends and people will section you.
They probably will, actually, after this podcast.
The ghosts look crap.
Did you not even laugh at a little bit?
No.
Not even a tiny bit?
No.
Andrew, you're watching the same film. It's not a bad film.
Yeah, we were watching the same film. So it ignored the original Ghostbusters, but then it went on the same route as the Ghostbusters film. So yeah. there was a concert, a rock concert, wasn't there?
Yes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah, and with the big demon thing on his shoulders.
So they tried to do the hotel scene, not the original there, didn't they?
Yeah.
They brought in a fourth member. It was Patty, supposed to be Winston.
Uh-huh.
And the first sight in the first scene was a bit like the library ghost. I mean, if you go...
Oh, dear.
Not even making words now.
I tell you what is funny, though, the fact that I've made you watch it.
Yeah.
And it'll
be the last pleasure time it'll ever happen.
Really?
Oh, God.
So you're not going to buy any merch or anything from this one, though?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I know what I'm sending you for Christmas.
Oh, God. And you know, I've read interviews with a cast... I forget which one it was, but they said recently that this film is brilliant and we're annoyed. People are sexist. And they've forgotten us in Afterlife. Afterlife is shit. We're not going watching it. But they forgot about Ghostbusters in their film.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I just thought it was funny. I liked it.
And the wonton joke. But the Chinese living above a Chinese, they did it five times. They did it five times.
Yeah, but that's because it was funny. So they were five times as funny, surely.
Oh.
I'm really losing this argument, aren't I?
Yeah.
I really am. I'm sorry.
And also, I'll keep going.
Keep going. It's funny.
So in the opening scene, they have a look at this ghost, don't they? They go back to the house and they see the ghost.
Yeah.
Literally, in the next scene, they've built proton packs and the Ghostbusters.
They're scientists.
That was quick. Let's all be Ghostbusters now.
Oh, it's telling me...
Oh, let's get a car and paint it white.
They probably have some cold plate boxes hanging around. You know, they whacked it together. A bit of spray paint, like I said. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
That's a real proton pack.
Oh, there's a graffiti artist. Could you draw us a picture of the ghost? Oh, yeah.
I thought
it's not
clever.
In the same universe. It's not in the same universe. Oh, look at a car. Let's paint it white. Fuckers. Absolute fuckers.
Oh, dear. 10 out of 10, yeah?
How are you scoring it? Can we stop talking about Ghostbusters, please?
All right, then. Let's stop talking about it. Even though I'm really happy that I made you watch it again because it's funny.
Yeah.
Look, it's not. It is going to fade away in history. I know it's not the best film I've made. I did enjoy it. I loved it. But that's just, you know, I found it humorous. You don't laugh at me, Andrew. However, it's not the way Ghostbusters film should be remade. We'll go on to that in a minute, how it should be remade. So I do get that. And I'm going to confess that is not the way it should be remade. But I am going to give it 6.9.
Wow.
So it was yours the same, but with a minus at the front.
So I thought about this. Like, we can't give a zero because that's really, really unfair.
Okay.
So I'm going to go for 0.0.1.
What?
0.0.1.
So what's the little one for?
Because I can't give it zero.
Oh. That's the lowest any film has ever scored on this podcast.
Yeah. I'm just getting up the average calculator now. Let's have a look. So let's see what we've scored this.
God.
The Horror Movie Gang podcast. What have we scored? And 6.9.
You scored it.
6.9 and 0.1 gives it a score of 3.4. I mean, even that is just too high.
No, it's really not. Are you telling me this is better than, like, I don't know, Malignant or Afterlife or...
Cry Wolf.
Which one would you rather sit and watch? Cry Wolf or this?
This, because I like the theme tune.
You just sit there and close your eyes.
Yeah. I think of Bill Murray.
Think of Bill Murray, yeah. Just fast forward to his scenes. Done.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I put you through that. I apologise to you. I won't do that again. I just found it really fucking funny.
Dear. Right.
Right, let's move on
to how it should be done.
Yes.
Afterlife.
Oh, Afterlife.
You're a great mom.
I don't know. I'm fine with Trevor, but with Phoebe,
She really keeps me on the outside.
That's normal. She's an awkward, nerdy kid.
Maybe a new home could be an opportunity to start fresh. I just wish she'd get into some trouble.
There's still time.
So I went opening day.
Okay.
Went to the first show in 12 o'clock.
Is it packed?
A lot of men there on their own who haven't gone with the partners.
Sad women, they don't know they're missing.
I went with a friend and we do talk about Ghostbusters a lot.
Yeah.
We always have done. His name's Peter. So we again, great name for a Ghostbuster.
Absolutely.
We have been to the 20th anniversary of Ghostbusters screening. We went to the 25th, the 30th. I think the 35th we went to as well. So it's like an ongoing thing. We went to see 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hated it too. Afterlife, wow. Now, I've been looking forward to this now for, God, years. It kept being put back, didn't it?
It's been, because I've seen the advertisements for it for so long. That image, isn't there, where it's going, the car's going through the cornfield, and it's been around for fucking, it feels like years.
It has been years.
Yeah.
It got put off because of COVID numerous occasions. I think it was supposed to be out in October 2019, I think.
Yeah.
Is that the start of COVID?
I think so. Oh, God, I can't remember.
And then it was supposed to be out in the summer.
Yeah.
Put back again. But yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the opening scene is Egon. He's moved away now from the Ghostbusters. He lives on his own.
Uh-huh.
On a secluded farmhouse. Uh-huh. Because he's preparing for the end of the world, basically.
I mean, who isn't?
Yeah. Yeah. He dies, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Obviously, he couldn't be in Harold Ramis sadly passed away.
Very sad.
About 8 years ago now. Yeah.
It's quite a while ago.
So his daughter moves in with his two grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a creepy old apartment. And they find equipment. They find a car. They find a trap.
Honestly, like...
Find all the suits.
Why can't I inherit something like that? And it's just... What a great adventure. Finding something like that. I was a bit jealous.
I loved all the little nods. So as they walk through the house, there's a pile of books. Pile of books in the background. Obviously, that's from the original Ghostbusters, isn't it?
Oh,
in the library.
Okay.
They're all piled up in a certain way. There's a toaster in there.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. I missed a few tricks with this one. But I loved it. Where the opening scenes, when it's straight away, the music.
Yeah.
It literally released that five-year-old child within me and I sat there clapping my hands with glee going, right, this is Ghostbusters. It just sounded...
It was a big part of the film, wasn't it?
Part of the film.
It felt like a Ghostbusters film.
Yeah, literally.
2016 did not feel like a Ghostbusters film.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about that.
But this did. And you're right, all the music...
Literally soaked you in nostalgia straight away and I think that's it. I was there. I was trapped. I was like, right, yeah, I'm going to love this.
All the ghosts were made from practical effects.
Yeah.
There was hardly any CGI.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I actually loved it. And to be honest, I think I told you afterwards, I don't think I've cried that much since Marley and Me.
No. You know, I won't watch that film. I can't watch Marley and Me.
Can you not?
No, I watched it
once. I will never watch it again.
Isn't it funny? Again, we're moving on here.
Yeah.
If there's a scene in a film and there's a cast member who dies in it, an actor, you kind of go, oh, that's a shame. If it's a dog. Yeah. If it's animal. Oh, God.
Honestly, like, I always think of I Am Legend as an example. So you've got the, obviously, Will Smith dies at the end. Couldn't give a crap, to be quite honest with you.
No.
When he had to kill his dog,
yeah.
I was howling like a baby.
Definitely.
Don't touch the dogs. Leave the dogs alone.
I thought... All the kids in this were phenomenal.
Oh, Phoebe.
Phoebe.
She's so cute. And she is literally a little Egon Spengler, isn't she?
She's Egon, isn't she?
Straight away, I didn't even need to be told the reference. I was like, that's Egon.
She makes friends with another lad called...
Podcast.
And who is Ray.
He's the coolest kid in the world because obviously he's a podcaster. And these are cool people, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some. I'd say 50% of ours after today.
Yeah, yeah, he was right.
But yeah, perfect.
Absolutely perfect casting.
Love Paul Rudd in it.
Yeah, he's kind of...
What did you think of the scene where he's in the school and he sticks on Cujo and Child Play?
I remember watching this. So he sticks on Cujo, then he sticks on Child Play. Why the fuck weren't up any of my teachers like this? Mine stuck on like Romeo and Juliet and crap like that.
I think there was a line he said in it. What's the film? The kids' film with the dog in it.
Kids' film?
The kids' film with the dog. A little bit like Cujo.
Bit like Cujo, but not horror.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I can't remember. Lassie or something. I don't know.
I don't know, something like that. But he just says it's like that, but he's got rabies, he said.
Great film.
Yeah.
Evil St. Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But he's kind of... was it Halloween 5? 6?
6.
6, yeah.
In the worst Halloween film. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And I remember him from being in Friends, to be quite honest. I was like, where's Peter?
Yeah. I do like Paul Rudd.
Yeah, but he's great. Again, he's been voted the sexiest man on the planet, apparently.
Fair enough. I love how he's playing on that as well. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos.
I haven't, no.
So he's wearing crowns and stuff. And,
oh, dear.
He's really, really playing to it. Like, yeah.
I don't blame him.
Old tongue in cheek, like, but yeah. Brilliant. everyone was good in it. A bit like the original in some ways.
Yeah.
You know where I said earlier on that everyone played the part? Loved the mum. Thought the mum was great.
She's great. She was in a TV series. I can't remember the name of it. But I've seen her in stuff before. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
Absolutely great actress. But I just loved it. I loved it when he walked into the garage and you knew that car was under that sheet and you got a little flash of the logo on the side. And it's that little five-year-old keeps peeking up and getting excited every time you see something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it.
Now, it's getting a little bit of criticism because they think it's too nostalgic. How do you feel about that?
So, I'm going to talk about the ending briefly, if you don't mind, without giving too much away. I mean, it was very in your face. It was, you know, you've got the late Harold Ramis literally there at the end. I kind of preferred it when they hinted at his presence. So you had, like, the chess pieces moving, the light moved.
Yeah.
I preferred that. And yes, despite the fact that I bawled like a frigging child at the end, I thought maybe it was a little bit too much.
Oh, no, I
disagree. How do you feel? Do you disagree?
Yeah. I thought Egon being there, and the effects of Egon being there were great.
Yeah.
Because it did look like Egon.
I don't want to feel like I'm battering it because I did like it. I thought I preferred the hints of his presence.
Yeah, yeah. I think people are saying it's too nostalgic because it is quite similar to the first. So it's the same. What's the word? The people are battling at the end are the same from the first, aren't they? So there's the two pterodons.
Yeah.
And who's the lady called?
Oh, Zool.
Zool. God, it just went. Sorry, Zool. I have been on night. I've not had
a That's okay.
But Zool, yeah. So people are saying it's too similar.
I know, but I like that. I mean, I think one of my favourite lines is when Zool turns around and goes, "Are you a god?"
And
you had that same kind of like conversation and they both look over at Dan Aykroyd and go, come on, answer properly this time kind of thing. So I kind of like that throwback, the little one-liners and things like that. I like that, enjoyed it. It worked.
I love the bit where he turned up at the end. Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't expect it. Because I haven't done any reading about this film at all. I've kind of tried to stay closed off to it. I wanted all these surprises to just come onto the screen in front of me. And when they came onto the screen, I went, oh, my God.
I went cold, honestly. Oh, yeah. God. Brilliant. Oh,
it was just so nice to see them all stood there in a line together.
And with Peter was Peter, wasn't he?
Peter was Peter. He had his little one-liners, his cockiness towards Zool. And he's like, hi, can you remember me kind of attitude.
Yeah.
It was funny.
The only criticism was it was only 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think, I mean,
I would have liked one longer. I get the impression that the three of them were only on set for a day.
Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely.
And they tried to do as much as possible. Yeah, but I would have liked to have a little bit more Ghostbusters, but the kids were great.
The kids were great. I feel they did that whole nostalgia thing just as a tribute to Harold Ramis. And I mean, it was a great tribute. I preferred the little teasers to it rather than seeing him.
And he hugged his daughter at the end.
I cried like a child, honestly. It was ridiculous. I was sat there like, I'm so pleased nobody's here.
And the bit where the three girls were shooting at Zool and then Egon comes in and joins.
Oh God, yeah. My heart melted. And I think, you know, every 80s kid or anybody literally who's seen the first one just probably had a lump in their throat.
Yeah. And I love Winston. So he said that he'll take the car. Did you see that bit?
Yeah, I think I missed like the cut scene at the end.
Yeah, so he said he'll take the car, he'll clean it up. Oh. So in the cut scene, he arrives at the firehouse. It turns out that he's a real estate agent. He's having a conversation with Janine.
Yeah.
Apparently he's keeping Ray's little shop open.
Oh.
Even though he's making no money, like he funds that. And he's bought the firehouse.
Oh, wow.
And the car rolls in, he waves the car in, and there's a little man driving. And I just thought, this will be a 10 out of 10 if Rick Moranis walks out of that car now. And unfortunately it stopped.
Maybe they're saving that for the next one. I would love them to do another one.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. In New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a favourite scene?
It has to be the end, doesn't it?
It has to be, only
because I'm a huge fan.
But I did love the scene where you've got the Keymaster and the what's the other one called? You've got the Keymaster and the other one. And they come together.
Yeah.
She's in that dress, that throwback dress. Yeah, and it was all very cheesy. And yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite tongue-in-cheek.
No, it was
the Gatekeeper, that's who I was
thinking. Gatekeeper, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to the film. I sat down and I was nervous. First time I felt really nervous about a film because I wanted it to be good.
I can get that. There's so much pressure, isn't there? Yeah,
because I was let down so much by 2016.
It crushed your childhood dreams.
Oh, it really did, you know. It really makes me angry. Stop talking about it, Emma.
Sorry. I know I'm buying for Christmas, though. You're going to hate me.
Oh, dear. But yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
No, it was actually perfect. I thought it visually stunning. I love the fact that they used all the original music from the first one as well. I thought that was
it's
literally you're drenched in nostalgia straight away.
Yeah.
Casting was perfect. The storyline was great. I enjoyed it. And it all came to a close at the end. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised because it felt like an Egon film, didn't it?
It did.
Even though he died, it did feel like Egon was a big part of the film. And I thought that was a fantastic tribute.
Oh, I know. I think literally it was done as a tribute to him. And I think that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have been done any other way.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
It's getting a lot of high scores, but it's getting a lot of low scores as well. But
I wonder why.
So apparently, a lot of the critics who were scoring it low.
Mm-hmm.
Scored the 2016 one high.
Oh.
And they think that there's something in that because it's men. And it's not men. I think the main person in this is the little girl.
The main character is Phoebe. Exactly, completely. Yeah, yeah. She literally...
And she rocks it.
She's the heart of that film. You know, they're in there as a cameo no more than they were really in the 2016 one, even though they are playing their original characters in this one.
So it's got nothing to do with
It's got nothing
female,
to do with
males.
Gender, has it? Nothing
but yeah,
at all.
Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, I'm going to score it quite high. It's not better than the original.
No.
Is it better than two?
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's better than two.
I'll go 8.5.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like... To me, it's not as good as the original. I just think, oh God, this is hard, isn't it? Because it is such a fucking, it really is troubling me. It's such a phenomenal film. I am going to score it a little bit higher. I'm going to go 8.8.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Can't
I'm
argue.
I'm happy with that. That sits right with my conscience.
Yeah, brilliant. So there you go, the four Ghostbusters films.
What a week.
Yeah. So obviously at the top is Ghostbusters. We're scoring Afterlife in second.
Yes.
We're scoring Ghostbusters 2 in third.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. It seems sad that it's third.
Somebody has to be third.
Yeah. It's only a four film. And then...
Exactly.
And they're the three Ghostbusters films. Right. Because there's only three.
In your head, there's only three. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
And there's that 2016 thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I might go watch that now, actually. It's great.
You go and do that.
I might do. I actually feel like I'm qualified to be Ghostbusters after this week. So yeah. If there's any agencies out there, hit me up on the telephone.
Yeah, he wants to take us on.
I really don't want to do my job anymore. I'm free. I'll take a low wage.
Definitely. I've joined a Facebook group with all Ghostbusters fans. My God, they're passionate.
Oh, I love how passionate they are about it as well.
I've never known a group of fans as passionate as Ghostbusters fans. No,
it's lovely. Very, very passionate. It's great. And I feel like I should be a little bit like them. I might start buying some stuff.
Yeah, you get some merch. I think you need an XO1. Every fan should have an XO1.
I need a Michelin Man, Marshmallow Man thing.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Right, Emma, is your pick for next week?
Yeah, it is. I love this. My favourite when it's my pick. I don't know why. So what do you want first? Old or new?
New.
You're going to go new. Okay, let's go new. So Shudder have just released a film called The Night.
The Night, okay.
Have you heard of it?
Nope, not heard anything about this.
Let me tell you a little about it. It's an Iranian film, so get your reading specs on because it is in subtitles. But it's a couple and their toddler decide to stay in a hotel overnight. Their journey home from a party becomes treacherous. They soon realise they have been trapped by an insidious presence in this hotel. Okay. So this is new on Shudder. It's been given 5 skulls, which apparently is very good. I have been reading a lot of the reviews and critiques about it. People are comparing it to The Shining.
Wow, that is big boots to fill.
This is why I've picked it.
I am intrigued. Build.
Somebody has said it's very Kubricky. Somebody says it's very like The Shining. So I'm really, really intrigued by this. I have watched the trailer for it.
Yeah.
It looks very dark and terrifying. Okay. So we are going to watch that this week.
I am in
for it.
Absolutely.
Classic. Okay. Going a little bit different now. I remember you messaged me and you went, is it a 1980s film, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not 1980s.
90s?
It's not 1970s. It's 1960.
Whoa.
We're going back, and we're going to visit the Bates Motel and the original Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock.
Brilliant.
How do you feel about that?
Love it.
Excellent.
A huge, huge, huge fan.
It's actually on Sky at the moment, so you can watch it on a big telly.
Have you watched it recently?
No, I have not. I've not watched this for absolutely years. I've watched the remake. I've watched bits of the series.
Oh, God, the remake. That's another one.
Yeah, it's another remake.
Wow.
But the original, I have so many memories of it as a child. I was like, right, we're going back and watching this.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
It's good. So, have
you watched any of the sequels next week?
What, Psycho sequels?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Psycho 2 is phenomenal.
Not seen. Right, I'm going to have to watch that now as well.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah.
I can't do 4 films again.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I love Psycho.
Brilliant.
Love
so you're
Norman
happy
Bates.
With my choices? I think that will be a good conversation to
Definitely.
Have.
Definitely. We'll talk good. A little bit about the sequels as well. We'll talk about the TV series.
Let's do it.
Lovely.
Excellent. Okay. Right.
Thanks. We've done an 80-minute episode this week.
Christ, I need a drink.
Yeah, me too. And breathe.
And breathe.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, then. Talk to you next week.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.